kicking and the punting, will stand at his 18-yard line, and Joel Pelagio-Williams stands back at the Weber State 23. Good snap, gets it away, and a spiraling kick to the far side. Pelagio-Williams runs it down at the 28, sidesteps the man to the 30, still on his feet to the 35, the middle of the 40. He's on his way, the 45, the 50, the 45, 40. He could score the 30, the 20, the 15, the 10. Joel Pelagio-Williams, touchdown! Martin will hand it off on a draw play. Richard has room. He's at the 30, to the 25, to the 20, to the 50, on his feet, to the 10, to the 5. He jumps into the end zone. Touchdown! Right, Richard.
Second down and six for Weber State. Fred Safford split to the right. Two receivers to the left. And a running back, Dwight Richards, a big hole. He's at the 40. Breaks open. He's at the 30. 25, 20, 15, shoots touchdown.
Basketball trailing by two. Cibulich against the man-to-man Idaho defense. Down in the corner, Hamilton fakes his man up. Drives baseline, floats up a shot. No good. The tip is good by Rose. Rose with 24. We're tied at 66. 34 seconds to play. Vandal basketball. Wildcats will back it up. Vandals with a chance to win it with this possession. Ricks with the basketball in the corner to Lightfoot. 24 seconds to go. We're tied at 66. Out top it goes to Ricky Wilson. 18 seconds left in the game. 17, 16, the clock's still running. They're working the perimeter. McBride has it. Working on the right side. Fakes a three. Lightfoot will take the three. It's up and it's no good. Rebound Rose. 6 seconds to go. To Cibulich. And Cibulich might have been fouled. There's a whistle. The ball is out of bounds. There's a foul on Idaho. Mike Cibulich got the outlet pass. He was tripped from behind. The Wildcats with a chance to possibly win it at the free throw line.
Cibulich
on the year. 16 of 26 at the free throw line. That's 61%. He has not attempted one tonight. He's been in most of the game. He has played some stellar defense. He hit an early three in the first half. Hasn't scored in the second half. Wildcats are all off the line. Here comes the first free throw. Cibulich is good!
You're listening to the Salt Lake Trappers on 1320 KCNR, Salt Lake City.
Here's a one-strike pitch. Bouncing ball to second. This could be two. Garcik scoops to Karzewski. The relay to first, double play. Two for the price of one. And Ashworth gets out of the first place. There's a line shot. Base hits the center. Wade will score. Kid rounding third. He's coming in. The throw will be a cutoff. And the two runs are in. The Mike Grace single to delivery is strike three call. Caught him with a changeup on the outside corner. Mike Steinkamp rings up his third strikeout.
Long drive, left center field, way back, and this one is gone. Home
run. Here's a one-strike delivery. Bouncing ball to second. This should do it. Takes a funny hop. Garcik stays with it, throws the first, and the Trappers win.
The pitch.
Swing and a miss. The Trappers win. The Salt Lake Trappers are the champions of the Pioneer League.
It's time for Salt Lake Trappers baseball. Let's go out to the ballpark with the voice of the Trappers, Kurt Wilson.
So now the Trappers are in deep trouble. Bases loaded, nobody out for Micah Franklin. Franklin tied for the RBI championship with Kevin McMullen. He ended up with 60, a .332 average, and 11 home runs. 1-0 Billings, threatening to get more. Infield looking double play. First and third, they're in. Middle of the infield, they're halfway. Left-handed hitter, and he takes a strike. Franklin, formerly in the New York Mets organization a year ago, played in Pittsfield where he hit .287. Jenkins at third, Belk at second, Capriva at first with nobody out in the first inning. The 0-1 pitch, off the handle, a pop-up on the infield, right to the shortstop, and Sampson puts it away for the out. And they get Micah Franklin for a big, big out in this inning. So a soft little pop-up off the bat of Franklin keeps the runners after bring up Mike Meggers. He's a double play possibility. Doesn't run all that well. Power hitter, .263 average, 12 home runs, 48 runs batted in. Now the infield will move back at the corner, so they're in double play depth. They'll take it around the horn at third instead of going to the plate with Meggers. Not great speed. Pop-up off first, foul ground. Rosenthal chases, but it gets up into the seats. One strike on Meggers. Nick Belmonte, the Trapper manager, said that the tone of this entire series will be sought out in the first five innings of this game. and in a short series, he might be absolutely right. A good start by either one of these two teams in the first five innings will give them some momentum. A win in game one is huge. One strike on Meggers. Bases loaded, one out. Soden the kick and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Meggers played for an NAIA school down in Texas. Mary Harden Baylor was an eighth-round draft pick by Cincinnati in the recent June draft, and he was the NAIA's home run champion this past year. Jenkins at third, Belk at second, Capriva at first, one man out. One run in the first for Billings. Soden is set. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Quick throw to first, and just getting back safely is Capriva. They just about turn the double play, but they get Meggers to strike out. Now there are two gone, and it'll bring in Chad Mottola. If Soden can get out of this inning just allowing the one run, I think the momentum will switch to the Trapper dugout, even after giving up the run, because the Mustangs had him loaded with nobody out. Now they're loaded with two outs. We have not seen Mottola this year. He was injured when the two teams played earlier. He finished up with 12 home runs and a .286 average, the number one draft pick out of Central Florida. A pitch in the dirt, blocked by Snyder, ball one. So it doesn't get very easy for Soden. This guy, Mottola, had three home runs in one game in Helena earlier this year. Bases loaded, two outs, first inning, Billings one, Salt Lake nothing. And the pitch from Soden, swing, fly ball to right, it'll get him out of it. Clark is waiting, he's got it, and Soden works out of a jam. Great pitching by the Trapper starter, John Soden. The Mustangs take the lead, a one run, four hits, three runners stranded. After one inning, it's Billings one, Salt Lake nothing.
Yeah.
He has 18 points tonight. So Hamilton, trying to average 20 a game for the second straight year, led the team in scoring a year ago, will finish second this year. And the free throw off the front iron, and then it drops through. Hamilton with 19. So he'll get another. Wildcats have hit some free throws tonight. Not a bad percentage. And the second one is good as well. 20 points for Hamilton. 83-65. Rondino runs into Hamilton to half court, and Johnson steals, and Rondino spins. Down, Johnson throws it off the backboard to Stan Rose, and Rose lays it up and in. Rose with 27. Robbie threw it a little bit too hard. He was looking for Stan. He threw it off the backboard, and Stan caught it on the carom and put it back in. 85-65, 4 minutes to play. Wildcats are going to win their 19th of the year and a chance for a 20-win season in the Big Sky Tournament. Hamilton has whistled for a reach-in. Hamilton picks up the personal. That'll be number two on the night for the senior from Dallas. At the free throw line, Demetrius Robbins. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on the Big 800. We'll try to get some scores again. Brad Larson is on the phone as we speak, trying to find out those other Big Sky games. Free throws, good. Robbins has 14 points. He's been at the line a lot in this second half. He is 4 out of 8 at the free throw line in the second half alone. 5 of 9 on the game, and this one he misses. Rebound, Word saves it in the corner. Lumberjacks with control, 3:50 to go in the game. Here's a turnaround move by Boskett Block. Here comes Rose on a 3-on-2. Great bounce pass to Hamilton, but he doesn't handle it. But he saves it from going out of bounds. Rose caught Hamilton on a run, and now got too far underneath, and had to save it from going out of bounds, and he saved it back up top. 3:31 to go. Here's Kaiser deep in the corner, left alone. Three-pointer is perfect. Kaiser with 14. You cannot give him that much time. He found the seam, got the feel of the ball, and has laid it up there perfectly. 88-66. It looks like Boise State is having a tough time with Eastern Washington tonight. Don't know what the score is, but Boise leads by 3 with 5 minutes to go. It's coming down. As I mentioned in the pregame, it could come down the last second in these games tonight. And the Lumberjacks come down and get a bucket and a foul called against Jason Kaiser. And Robbie Johnson comes out. Neil Geddes, the freshman from Ogden High, will come in the game with 3:05 to go. Demetrius Robbins with 16 points. Chance for a three-point play. Robbins in his final college game. Free throw is good. He has 17. 88-69, Weber State. Boise in trouble, 75-70. 5 minutes to go. That is the score that the PA announcer Ken Simmons just announced here. And we'll try to get an Idaho State score. That was a close game as well. Here's Geddes. Geddes flipping it out to Kaiser on the right wing. Kaiser looking to get away from Robbins. Now he'll dribble it and give it to Hamilton, who fakes the three, drives, hangs, and scores. And a foul after the bucket. Hamilton will get credit for the two. He has 22. And underneath, on a potential rebound, there was a whistle, and it goes against Mickey Derrick. So Stan Rose will go to the free throw line. Derrick was trying to wrestle Rose, who has been free for a lot of rebounds tonight. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go, 90-69. Wildcats have a shot at 100 tonight as Rose hits the free throw. He has 28. Find out the last time the Wildcats scored 100 points. They haven't been able to do it this year, and this free throw is no good. Long rebound Rondino between his legs to get away from Rose, and just does control it at the midcourt line. He will give it off to Snyder, and Snyder launches a three, and he hits it. So Snyder has 8 points, 91-62, 2:24 to go. On court, Savulich, hook pass on the baseline to Rose, goes up, and he's hammered to the floor, and Rose to the free throw line. Dan Rhodes with 28 points tonight and a chance for a 30.
America First Visa credit card.
Now at the new low rate of 11.25% variable APR.
America First Visa credit card.
No annual fees the first year. Only $10 thereafter.
America First Visa credit card.
You simplify your life with one convenient low, low interest credit card.
America First Visa credit card.
11.25% APR. Only from America First Credit Union.
America First, an equal opportunity lender. A cash advance fee of 1.5% applies to the amount advanced. The America First Visa credit card. At only 11.25%, it's the smart thing to do.
Christie's new tires for the drive back to college.
Wildcat Station, KSOS.
Well, Wildcats continue their hot shooting here in the second half, 67%, while Northern Arizona only 33% in this half. So that has been the tone of the entire game, 54-35, Wildcats on top. Free throw no good by Word. The tip by Boskett no good, and the rebound finally cradled by Rose. He gets it in the middle of the court to Robbie Johnson, quickly down to the front court. Looks for a screen from Ledford, doesn't use it, gives it to Kaiser in the right wing. Now he uses the Big Bear's screen to get open on the left side. Penetration, gets it blocked from behind by Jason Word. Saved from going out of bounds by Benny Word into Jason's hands, and now to Rondina. In the right corner it goes Robbins. Good look inside to Jason Word. Turn, puts it up off the glass, and spins it home. Jason Word with 7 points in his first second half bucket. 54-37, 14-42 to go in the game. Here's a bounce pass in the corner to Hamilton. No, a pass to Rose, and he's wide open for the layup. Boy, these two are really playing together. A no-look pass from Hamilton to Rose. And that is just because of the chemistry these two have been able to find this year in their only year playing together. 56-37, here's a three from Rondino that he hits. Rondino's second bucket, both are three. He has 6 points. 56-40. Weaver stayed on top with 14-10 to go in the game. Robbie Johnson with the dribble, and a good little hook pass, but knocked away, gets it back, down on the left baseline. Now he'll dribble it back out to the wing, and up top of the circle. Near half court, Robbie Johnson resetting the offense. 25 on the shot clock, up top, Kaiser wide open, three down the barrel, no good. Rebound, Rose knocked away from behind by Word, gets it back, puts it up, and puts it in. Stan Rose with 21 points, and route to the Big Sky scoring championship tonight. And here comes Brad Snyder in the game, replacing Benny Word for Northern Arizona. An 18-point Wildcat advantage. Coaching staff has been very, very calm tonight. Coach Beglin actually on the sideline talking to Brad Larson, the sports information director. That is how calm Coach A is tonight. And he deserves it after all the close games the Wildcats had during the middle of the year. This one, an 18-point Cat advantage. 13:25 to go. Here's a dribble drive by Robbins, and he floats it in. Good move by Demetrius Robbins. He has 8 points. 58-42. Johnson across the timeline, guarded by Snyder. Mendelson ready to come back in for Weber State. He got the start tonight for seniors in their last game here at the D Center. And Al Hamilton holding it high with two hands and a left hand at the free throw line. Back to Robbie Johnson. Three-point attempt. No good. And the rebound, Demetrius Robbins inside some traffic to bring it down. Down court quickly to Snyder, back to Rondino. He'll put up a three, and he's got it. Rondino starting to heat up. He has three threes and 9 points. And the lead is down to 13, 58-45. So Rondino, who got hot in the second half down in Flagstaff to bring his team from behind, and a close game at the end, starting to do it again here. Cats are going to have to pin him a little bit better defensively. Ledford, three-point land to Johnson and now to Kaiser. Reversing it right to Hamilton. Down low to Ledford. He turns in, puts up a shot, in and out. Rebound, Rose. Up and in. It'll count, and he's fouled. Stan Rose is just a monster underneath. Nobody's going to stop him. And Rose has 23 points and a chance for a three-point play. 60-45 Wildcats. Still Mendelson in for Jeff Ledford. And the personal foul will go against Demetrius Robbins, number two on the night, on Demetrius. Stan Rose at the free throw line. And he doesn't get it to go, so the three-point play doesn't fall, but he does get the bucket. 60-45, a 15-point edge. Here's Jason Word out top. It goes to Rondino. A long three. He feels it as he hits another one. He has 12 points. He was two steps beyond the three-point arc. And it's 60-48 all of a sudden, a 12-point game. Here's Mendelson 10-foot jumper, yes. Mendelson is 2-for-2 on the night. 62-48, 11:52 to go in the game. Rondino to bring it across the timeline. On the right wing it goes to Snyder and back up to Robbins. He'll throw up a three, and he's got it. Demetrius Robbins with 11 points. 62-51. The lead is down to 11. Lumberjack starting to heat up the threes, trying to get back in this, and a reach-in foul called against Northern Arizona. Looks like Snyder is whistled his first. Three-pointers tonight. NAU has made 4 out of 4 in the second half. They are red hot. We've got a timeout. 11:33 to go in the game. Weber State 62, Northern Arizona 51.
R.C. Willie, Utah's largest home furnishing store, is proud to help bring you Weber State Wildcat basketball. Watch all the upcoming basketball games on a new color TV, Super Tube TV, or big screen TV from R.C. Willie. No one has a bigger selection and sells them for less. Name brands like Sony, Pioneer, RCA, Zenith, Mitsubishi, Magnavox, and others. Let the professional sales associates at R.C. Willie demonstrate the new home theater systems featuring incredible color TV action synchronized to surround sound stereo. All the action in your favorite movies or sporting events will come alive. Use R.C. Willie's instant credit program. Low monthly payments and free delivery. R.C. Willie offers 90 days same as cash. If you haven't visited R.C. Willie's newly remodeled Syracuse location, come and see and tour one of the finest home furnishing stores in America today. See a full lineup of furniture, carpeting, mattresses, major appliances, stereos, along with a giant selection of electronics and TVs. Weber State Wildcat Basketball, a tradition. R.C. Willie, a legend in home furnishings, where we simply sell for less.
The Wildcat Station. KSOS.
7 minutes and 33 seconds to play in the game. Weber State 62, Northern Arizona 51. Try to get some updates on the Idaho-Idaho State game and the Boise State Eastern Water. Very, very important for the Wildcats. They've got to take care of it here. And then the hope for losses by the Broncos and the Vandals. And the conference tournament would be held here next week. And those two games were very, very close at last check. Hamilton, right baseline, jump shot, in and out. Follows his shot, tips it around, and Word comes out with it for the Lumberjacks. A chance to get into single digits. This is a big possession for NAU. They have trailed by as many as 23 points. And a chance to cut it to 9 right here. Demetrius Robbins fouled from behind by Mendelson, trying to stop him from getting the low post position. Wildcats on the night, 57% shooting. Northern Arizona, 40%. But their three-pointers, they have hit 7 of 15. They're shooting better from long range at 46% of their threes, only 40% overall. Now inbounded. Wildcats have 3 team fouls in this half, so nowhere near the bonus. And Robbins, way out top of the circle, guarded by Mendelson. He'll dribble it. He'll drive it. He will lose the handle, and it dribbled out of bounds. Wildcat basketball. That was a big possession. Now we'll see if the Wildcats can put a little more cushion in there. Leading by 11. We're nearing the halfway point of this second half. Robbie Johnson bouncing it on the right wing to Kaiser. Kaiser back to Johnson, top of the key. Getting a screen, going right, giving it to Mendelson. Mendelson has his pass knocked away and just about stolen by Ken Boskett. Boskett standing on the end line, trying to tightrope it, and he fell off. Weber State basketball in the corner. Hamilton to inbound. Hamilton. Way out top to Kaiser. Kaiser cradles and gives it up top of the key to Robbie Johnson. A lot of time on the shot clock, down to 22 seconds. Hamilton's wide open on the right baseline, doesn't take the shot. Kaiser, three-point land, drives it instead, has his shot blocked partially, gets it back, hits it, and he's fouled. Kaiser went up once, had it blocked right back to him, so he goes up again, and he hits it and is fouled. That's a big possession right there. Kaiser with 6 points on the night, and the personal foul. We will go against Ken Boskett, his first. So Kaiser, a 61% free throw shooter out of Anchorage, Alaska, and he misses the free throw. It's tipped around on the board, though. Hamilton gets it, misses the shot, gets it again. It's still a volleyball, up for grabs. Who's got it? Rose has got it. He goes up, and he's fouled. Stan Rose and Al Hamilton kept that one alive long enough for Rose to haul it down. And it's another Ken Boskett foul. So Rose will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. He was in the act of shooting, apparently. Wildcat 64, NAU 51. Free throw by Rose is good. Stan with 24 points in the game. Averages 24, so he's right there. He will be the scoring champion in the Big Sky Conference this year.
Second one, also good. He has 25. 10 in the second half. 66-51. Here comes Rondino. He's been hot from three land this time. He skies from about the free throw line, slams it down, and is fouled. That is a big-time highlight reel shot there. Holy cow. He was on the right wing. He took off at about the free throw line, extended right. He skied between three Wildcats and hammered it down and was fouled by Rose, who picked up his fourth. One of the most amazing dunks I have ever seen from a college player. Unbelievable. Rondino with 14 points. And the free throw is good. He has 15 on a spectacular slam dunk. It's 66-54 Weber State. 10 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the game. We'll see if that one fires up the Lumberjacks. Robbie Johnson into the front court with the basketball. He has the dribble with Brad Snyder guarding him. Big screen set by Johnny Moore, freeing Johnson for the jumper, and a 15-footer from the right side is good. Johnson with 9 points. 68-54. Here's Jason Word, three land. Up to Snyder for a three. Top of the key, no good. Rebound on the floor. Mendelson can't handle it. And it's bounced in the hands of Robin. Lumberjacks with the ball. Back to Rondino, another three. Two steps beyond. This time too long. Rebound tip and missed by Boskett. Rebound, Jason Word is on the floor looking for it. And it's knocked out of bounds off Kaiser, who flailed after it on the floor. Lumberjack basketball. Here are some score updates from the Big Sky. Boise State 63, Eastern Washington 54, 13 minutes left. 11 minutes left in Pocatello. Idaho 34, Idaho State 32. Montana leading Montana State by 6 with 13 minutes to play. The attendance tonight, the crowd on hand, 6,804, 6,804. Elroy Miller in the game replacing Phil Mendelson. Basketball. They will bounce it into Robbins with 9:31 to go. 14-point Weber State lead. Robbins making some contact with Miller, bouncing him back, but no whistle on the play either way. Now the right side to Word. Now we've got a whistle underneath, and it's down in the vicinity of Jason Word and Al Hamilton. And they call it against Northern Arizona. They give it to Jason Word. That'll be number three. A couple of other scores tonight. Nevada leading Utah State in Logan, 56-51, 17 minutes to go. New Mexico over BYU with 16 minutes left, 42-39. Here's a drive by Robbie Johnson, and he lays it in, hits the defenders, and has 11 points. Boy, Rondino with a penetration move behind his back, lays it in, and is fouled. Rondino trying to take it upon his own shoulders tonight to get the job done. Oh, my. He's like a man possessed here in the second half. He just took it himself, dribbled it behind his back, flips it up off the glass, hit it, and he was fouled. Rondino with 17 points. He's only a sophomore, and he hits the free throw, 18 on the night, with a six-footer out of New Orleans. Quickly down court, the Wildcats. Spin move in the lane. Hamilton Leaner is good, got the good roll on it, and Hamilton has 16 points. 72-57. Weber State on top by 15. 8:52 to go in the game. Here's Benny Word, a good pass down low, but they say that he traveled with it. But Benny Word called for the violation. Snyder is in for Word. So Harold Merritt saw one too many turnovers from Benny. 8 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the game. Wildcats in the backcourt with Robbie Johnson in control. Now he gets it across the timeline. He's going to penetrate again. He's going to put it off the glass short this time. Box gets the rebound. So Robbie saw the opening, but just didn't get the ball to the hoop. Lumberjack basketball. Robbie Johnson is guarding Rondino. You had better stay all over him. And Robbie comes out on him, even though he's 30 feet away from the basket. Demetrius Robbins with a drive on Miller. Puts it up on a hanging shot. Missed it, but a whistle and a foul against Weber State. 8 minutes and 22 seconds to play. Cats looking for their 10th Big Sky win, which would equal their amount of wins last year. But there were two more conference games a year ago. When Nevada was in the league, Cats finished 10-6 last year in third place, a tie with Idaho for third. This year, a chance to go 10-4.